The Aftermath. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
There's places. It's just total devastation. It's pretty much indescribable.
47 years old, and it's the most devastation I've ever seen in Washington and Greene County. I know we hear a lot about tornadoes in other parts of the state, but this is the first time it's hit this close home.
Today has been a day of just trying to be able to get around the farm and try to see just how bad the damage is. And it seems like the more we look, the more we find.
Comments from East Tennessee farmers who survived the rage of tornadoes this week and in an area where these kinds of storms are a rare sight. But Jason Sims in Bledsoe County got a view of the storms he won't ever forget.
Actually, I was caught out in the storm and was laying in a ditch when it went by. I've heard people talk, but I could have never imagined what that was. That was absolutely the most scary thing I've ever seen in my life. To see the damage that it was doing and then try to go home and see the damage that was done and then to worry about your family that was up there waiting on you.
Jason Sims says his family was unhurt, but there are reports of at least seven in the area that lost their lives to the tornadoes. He did lose two chicken barns that were full of laying hens, and parts of two other barns were severely damaged. In Greene County, where at least another seven were killed near the Camp Creek community, Washington Farmers Co-op manager Tim Smithen, where he lives, says they've never experienced anything like this.
I'm sure it's all over 50 houses today, houses and mobile homes that are just pretty much completely gone or not, you know, they're not fixable.
Both Smithson and Sims were humbled by the outpouring of help from local neighbors pitching in to try and pick up the pieces. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.